without heavy festivity. Austria is also prime Christmas market country, and any space that's big enough houses a Glühwein stall and wooden huts selling local crafts. These were being put up by young men on military service, and the execution was a cheerful and precise operation, done and dusted in a day. Tokyo, Copenhagen, and Vienna have succeeded in their own ways by making their streets festive, and their inhabitants and tourists are happy as a result. Arriving back at Gatwick, two men were arguing over where to arrange last year's tinsel. Christmas in London feels like a chore rather than a celebration, and Britain is missing a branding opportunity by focusing solely on the commercial side. Extraordinary, given the Victorian Christmas is a get-up borrowed by so many other cultures today. Next year, London would do well to borrow back the attitude of the Japanese, the craft of the Danes, and the tradition of the Austrians. The capital might attract people to spend time and money in the city for its atmosphere, not just its pre-Christmas shopping sales. For Monocle, I'm Hugo MacDonald.
It is...